now. Opening the vaults on over 100 years of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades Global Edition. One song per decade, 100 years of music in 1 hour. Produced and hand-selected by Brad Savage in the studios of WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Canton, Youngstown, Athens, Ohio, USA. Presented in this special global edition on the greatest independent radio stations across planet Earth on shortwave via the superpowered Radio Miami International, WRMI in Okeechobee, Florida. On Channel 292 shortwave from Rohrbach, Germany, heard across Europe and Northern Africa. And on the 500 kilowatt WBCQ The Planet in Monticello, Maine, on the Canadian border. On FM and AM via broadcast signals all across North America and planet Earth. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruisin' the Decades, Brad Savage. Brad Savage.
A cultural appreciation of the history of popular music. That's what this show is all about, and collecting records and listening over the radio airwaves. Finding a shared experience through radio listening. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music. I'm rather excited to share this first song this week. I really enjoy doing the deep dive and going way back in music history and finding songs that are 100 or 110 years old. It's pretty amazing. So something that's always been a little bit of a mystery to me is the concept of the Elks Lodge, the BPOE, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks, founded in 1868, originally as a social club in New York City, because they didn't want to adhere to the public laws of open hours, of business hours for public taverns. They're in virtually every town you can think of, yet it's very secretive. Well, I found a song from 1910 that is, in fact, their theme song. And I had never heard the theme song until recently. I bet a lot of our listeners will be familiar, especially if they're Elks Lodge members. But this is kind of a fun song from 1910. It's by Nat M. Wills. And it's called BPOE, The Best People on Earth, the Elks Song. This dates back to 1910 on Cruisin' the Decades.
There's a bunch of good fellows who banded together. They're known throughout the land. And to thousands of folks who are down on their luck, they have lent a helping hand. The Order of Elks are the men that I mean, and their motto is sweet charity. Their emblem's the head of an elk on a button with four letters, BPOE. They are the best people on earth. BPOE. They are the people who do the most good. When you're an elk, you will see what they'll do for you. We never will know the half of that charity. Good fellows together in all sorts of weather, the BPOE. At my initiation into the Elks Lodge, I was simply treated grand. Every brother was there with an Indian club to give me a helping hand. I woke up at the doctor's. He thought I'd been hit by an automobile on the head. When I told him I'd merely been joining the Elks, then he smiled at me sweetly and said, they are the best people on earth. BPOE. They are the folks who do everyone good. Now you're an elk, you can see what they do to you. They've broken your arm. They've fractured your ribs and knees. I'll be busy with you till new members go through in the BPOE. Lived in Poughkeepsie, one night I got tipsy from drinking too much wine. As I came down the street there, I happened to meet seven brother elks of nine. Now I wouldn't let them take me home to my wife. They were sober and she'd raise a fuss. So like good brother Elf, they let me get them drunk and they said, you'll have nothing on us. They are the best people on earth. All they could and handed the bill to me. Then they said, you're our brother, so buy us another for B-O-E. Oh, a young brother Elf by the name of McCarty, he ran off with my wife. There was no need to run, for when he took her from me, I was his friend for life. Now 20 years passed, he heard I was grieving, his conscience had worried him then. It was then he remembered that I was an elf, so he brought her back to me again. They are the best people on earth. My mother-in-law came back with my wife to me. Now McCarty's our border, he's one of the order of B-O-E.
You can hear the improvements in recording technology and the evolution of musical styles of popular music through the decades and beyond. Over 100 years of music, this is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades, broadcast worldwide on AM, FM, and shortwave.
Thank you.
This is Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music history, and a relatively obscure 1929 version of Singin' in the Rain. That's the Fred Rich Orchestra on Columbia Records. A lot of the songs we play on Cruisin' the Decades, especially in the early decades, are what we call standards. You know, songs from the great American songbook that were sung by everybody. Well, many people are familiar with the Gene Kelly version and the motion picture of that same name, Singin' in the Rain. It was a big Oscar winner, huge musical film. The song itself actually goes back to 1928 or early 29, when B.A. Ralph and his Lucky Strike Orchestra did what is thought to be the first rendition. But it was also sung by Annette Hanshaw, Jimmy Durante, Judy Garland, Nick Lucas, who we've played on this show before. And then even into the 50s, Dean Martin did that song. Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney did the song. There's a techno electronica version released in 2005 by a group called Mint Royale. That version's great. So these standards are so much fun. I just happened to come across this scratchy old 78 by the Fred Rich Orchestra. So there we go. Cruisin' the Decade with 100 years of music. So that entry is our 1920s selection this week. And now we'll zip forward and pick out a song from the 1930s. I do enjoy the 30s blues and the double entendre, some of the naughty blues records of the mid-30s. That's the case here with Whistlin' Bob Howe and Frankie Griggs. It's a sales pitch, you see. This is called The Hottest Stuff in Town on Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music.
How do you do, madam? I'm a coal man.
No, thank you. I have a coal man.
Yeah, but you don't understand. I am the coal man.
Makes no difference.
I'm just the coal man selling the hottest stuff in town. I'm just a coal man, baby. In the winter, I'm good to have around. Now, I sell coal and I sell ice. In the wintertime, a coal man's mighty nice. Now, I'm just a coal man selling the hottest stuff in town.
You say you're just a coal man.
That's right, baby.
Selling the hottest stuff in town.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my present coal man serves me whether I'm up or whether I'm down.
I can do that.
He makes his delivery right on time.
Sure.
And his product contains no slack or line.
Neither does mine.
So how come you say you're such a coal man?
Mm-hmm.
Selling the hottest stuff in town.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen, I'm satisfied with my form of heat.
Yeah.
In the winter, I drop and toast my feet.
Mm-hmm.
I've had him for quite a while and I'll keep him still.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I say I'll change, but I don't think I will.
Now I'm a coal salesman and here's a tip. I've got a sales talk that's busted my lip. My merchandise is extra clean. So just take a look, baby. It's the best you've ever seen. It handles well, no clinkers form. Make you feel good in the worst kind of storm. Taking care of your comfort is my mission. Baby, is your heating apparatus in good condition?
You say you're just a coal man.
That's right, baby.
Selling the hottest stuff in town.
Uh-huh.
You also said in the wintertime.
What?
You're a lovely thing to have around.
Like to be.
Your sales talk was mighty fine.
Yes.
Tell me more, brother. I might change my mind.
I'm ill.
Since you're such a big shot coal man. Selling the hottest stuff in town.
Now, Mama, Papa's just a little old coal man selling the hottest stuff in town. Now, baby, I'm just a coal man. In the winter, I'm good to have around. I'll take your order and fill your bin. So get it cleaned out and I'll put it right in. 'Cause I'm just a coal man selling the hottest stuff in town. I'm just a coal man, selling the hottest stuff in town, I say, selling the hottest stuff in town.
Sold, brother, sold.
A show that parlays an obsessive lifelong collection of records and music history into a global broadcast of one song per decade. For over 100 years of popular recordings, you're hearing Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage on the best radio broadcast signals across North America and the world, AM, FM, and shortwave. This is Cruisin' the Decades.
And bopping along, we're cruising through the decades, one song per decade. That was a number one pop chart topper in 1948. That's Evelyn Knight, A Little Bird Told Me. She had a good number of top 10 hits in the late 40s and early 50s. That particular song is with a backing band called the Stardusters. It was a number one for 7 weeks in 1948. Cruisin' the Decades, and I'm your host, Brad Savage, creating and curating the show from Akron, Ohio, USA, at the Summit FM. So what goes on in Akron, Ohio? Well, we are the home of Goodyear and Firestone, Goodrich and General Tire, the Rubber City, and also the home of LeBron James and Devo and Summit Racing, among others. You can get in touch. Send in a song request. Send in a listening reception report to Brad at thesummit.fm. We're going to move on now into the 1950s. This is a song that I have to admit I did not know until about a month ago when I had the opportunity to interview Chris Barron of the Spin Doctors, founding member and songwriter and frontman of the Spin Doctors since the 90s. Remember their songs Two Princes and Little Miss Can't Be Wrong? Well, he got a great kick out of Cruisin' the Decades and the concept of this show. We're going to have him on as a guest in the coming weeks. But he did a guest DJ thing. He gave me a bunch of old songs to listen to. One of them is from the Reverend Gary Davis. This goes back to 1956. What a voice. This is Samson and Delilah, the Reverend Gary Davis on Cruisin' the Decades.
If I had God knows he talked so fast. Just Samson said, Delilah, put on my hat. Then you can shave my head, clean in my head, in my strength. Come at you as any other man. If I had my way, if I had my way in this wicked world, if I had my way, I would tear this so building down tall. Yeah.
Is Cruising the Decades, musical appreciation, and bringing listeners together across vast distances through the radio airwaves through a love of music. That was the Reverend Gary Davis, the original 1956 version of Samson and Delilah. Up next, a salute to the songwriting and music industry legend, Burt Bacharach. Recently, Burt Bacharach passed away at age 94. His career began in the 1950s. Many of his big hits were in collaboration with lyricist Hal David. Burt Bacharach is one of the most important figures in 20th century popular music. Throughout his career, he had 73 U.S. top 40 hits. He had 52 top 40 hits in the United Kingdom. Songs like Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, This Guy's in Love with You, Arthur's Theme, That's What Friends Are For, On My Own, They Long to Be Close to You. So many songs, and he is embedded in popular song history forever. Let's hear one of his most famous. A lot of the biggest Burt Bacharach hits were sung by Dionne Warwick. We're going to play this one from 1967. I'm pretty certain you know this song. And if you didn't know it, but then you saw that movie, My Best Friend's Wedding, then you definitely knew that song. And that was in the 90s when the song had its first big revival. This is Dionne Warwick, as we remember Burt Bacharach on Cruisin' the Decades.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. the moment I wake up, before I put on my makeup, I say a little prayer for you. Walk home in my hair now, and wondering what dress to wear now, I say a little prayer for you. Forever, forever, you'll stay in my heart, and I will love you forever and ever. We never will part. Oh, how I'll love you together, together. That's how it must be. To live without you would only mean heartbreak for you. I run for the bus, dear. While riding, I think of us, dear. I say a little prayer for you. At work, I just take time, and all through my coffee break time, I say a little prayer for you. Forever, forever, you'll stay in my heart, and I will love you forever and ever. We never will part. Oh, how I'll love you together, together. That's how it must be. To live without you would only mean heartbreak for me.
This is Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music history, from Akron, Ohio, USA, to the world, via high-powered shortwave, Radio Miami International, and the 500-kilowatt blowtorch world band signal of WBCQ, the planet, in Monticello, Maine. And heard on the top independent community and music radio stations in the world. Music from the lifelong record collection of Brad Savage, hand-picked song by song. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades.
Billy!
This is Cruising the Decades with 100 years of music history. The highly influential Little Feat, 1973, from the album Dixie Chicken. That was called Fat Man in the Bathtub. There is a great cover of that sung by Dave Matthews. It came out around 2010 or 2012. There was a Little Feat tribute album. But Dave's version of that song is just terrific. Well, this is Cruising the Decades. I'm Brad Savage. We're coming to you from the Summit FM, independent all-music public radio in Akron, Ohio, USA. The idea is to share a love of music history and to introduce you to some songs that maybe you've never heard or haven't heard in 20 or 30 years, perhaps. But it's all about the love of music and hoarding and collecting records and CDs and cassette tapes. I even have 8-track tapes. The basement is a disaster. We had to do something with all of that music. So there we go. Cruising the Decades was born. Get in touch. Send us a reception report or a song request. Brad@thesummit.fm. We're going to move now into the 1980s. An unlikely hit from an underrated early hip hopper, Biz Markie. Marcel Theo Hall had the nickname the Clown Prince of Hip Hop. This was his biggest song, a 1989 hit called Just a Friend. It's actually built around a sample of You Got What I Need by Freddie Scott from 1968. I should find that original version. It's kind of an interpolation where he steals that hook and made it into a silly, fun hip hop song. And this was one of the earliest cases of well-known popular sampling to reach the top echelon of the top 40 charts. This is Biz Markie from 1989 on Cruising the Decades.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait? Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short miniskirt. I just got on stage dripping pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her her name, she said blah blah blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bass, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no I don't, I only have a friend. Come on, I'm not even going for it. It's what I'm going to sing.
You got what I need. But you say he just a friend. And you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he just a friend. But you say he just a friend.
Work for it at this time. I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime. Cause I have friends, and that's a fact. Like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack. Forget about that, let's go into the story about a girl named blah 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 that adore me. So we started talking, getting familiar, spending a lot of time so we can build a relationship or some understanding how it's gonna be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet. I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time that I called her, it seemed something was brewing. I called the room, a guy picked up, and then I called again. I said, yo, who is that? Oh, he's just a friend.
He just a friend. Oh, baby, yeah.
surprise visit to see my girl that was so exquisite. It was a school day, I know she was there, the first semester of the school year. I went to a gate to ask where was the dorm. This guy made me fill out a visitor's form. He told me where it was, and I was on my way to see my baby doll, I was happy to say. I arrived in front of the dormitory. Yo, could you tell me where is door 3? They showed me where it was for the moment. I didn't know I was in for such an event. So I came to a room and opened the door. Oh, snap! Guess what I saw? I felt a tongue kissing my girl in the mouth. I was so in shock, my heart went down south. So please listen to the message that I sent. Don't ever talk to a girl who says she just has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend.
A global radio show that spotlights a love of all genres of music and sharing that eclectic music over the airwaves everywhere. This is Cruisin' the Decades with over 100 years of music on like-minded radio outlets everywhere. Stations that value music and community. There's something special about radio and signals over the air. One broadcast to an audience of many simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. This is Cruisin' the Decades, Global Edition.
Put your hands up for the 90s, the alt-rock sound, the Amps with Tip City. That's essentially a lost record by the Breeders. The Breeders were on hiatus, but several members of that band formed the Amps. They had one album, Pacer, in 1995, led by Kim Deal and her sister, Kelly Deal. They were out of Dayton, Ohio, originally. Tip City actually refers to a city in Ohio, not far from Dayton or Columbus. And that's kind of on the other side of Columbus from where we are, where we produce this show in Akron, Ohio, USA. This show originates on a public radio station called the Summit FM. Now, we broadcast on shortwave radio all over the world. Shortwave is still going strong in the 2020s. There's quite a following of shortwave fans and people who like DXing. That is, pulling in distant signals from shortwave radio or AM radio at night when the propagation goes a lot further. So let's shout out some of our shortwave listeners. This is amazing. On 7490 WBCQ, The Planet, the station transmits from Maine on the Canadian border practically. Hello to Corey in Greenville, Wisconsin, and Alan in Middletown, Maryland. Also on WRMI Radio Miami International, hello to Kevin listening in New Brighton, Pennsylvania. And we have Ding Lu checking in from the Jiangsu province of China, our first Chinese reception report on this show. But it doesn't stop there. We head over to Bavaria, Germany, where Channel 292 shortwave originates in a town called Rohrbach, Germany. And we've got recent reception reports from Palermo, Italy. Hello, Ciro in Palermo. We've got one from Yigal in Uchtrup, Germany on Channel 292 shortwave. Fabrizio is listening in central Italy. And get this, a first from Argentina. Hello to listener Alejandro in Buenos Aires, Argentina, listening via Channel 292 out of Germany. Amazing. Send in your reception report. Where are you located? Brad at thesummit.fm. See what I mean about bringing people together all around the world for a love of music and a love of record collecting? Everybody loves record collecting and having a full basement of all these records and CDs. Everybody, that is, except my wife. And she says, I have to spend all weekend down there organizing next week or else they're going to the dump. Well, this is Cruising the Decades. The music continues into the 21st century. Let's go up now to 2001. We're going to keep it in the heartland. Since the Amps were from Ohio, let's just zip a little bit west to central Indiana, roundabout where they listen to us on Indiana Public Radio out of Muncie at Ball State University. Well, this band is from the early 2000s, a band called The Elms. This is Hey Hey from 2001 on Cruisin' the Decades.
If we want it, if we want it. If you need it, you got it. I found it, I bought it. You can't ever take it or fake it. If you need it, you got it. I found it, I bought it. You can't ever take it or fake it. No, if you need it, you got it. I found it, I bought it. You can't ever take it or fake it.
Over 100 years of music, this is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades.
Everybody tells me it's about time that I moved on, and I need to learn to lighten up and learn how to be young. But my heart is a valley, it's so shallow and man-made. I'm scared to death if I let you in, that you see I'm just a fake. Sometimes I feel lonely in the arms of your touch, but I know that's just me, 'cause nothing ever is enough. When I was a child, I grew up by the River Lee. There was something in the water, now that something's in me. Oh, I can't go back, but the reeds are growing out of my fingertips. I can't go back to the river, but it's in my room. Tell you now before it's way too late, that I never meant to hurt you or to lie straight to your face. Consider this my apology, I know it's years in advance, but I would rather say it now in case I never get the chance. No, I can't go back, but the reeds are growing out of my fingertips. I can't go back.
Music from Adele from her album 25. That was River Lee from 2015 on Cruisin' the Decades. By the way, that one was not one of her global number one singles. It's just a song on the album that I happen to really like. It wasn't officially one of the big hits, but she has some great albums all the way through. We also had a great power pop song, The Elms, from 2001 with Hey Hey. Fun fact, The Elms are from Seymour, Indiana, originally, the same hometown as John Mellencamp. Well, now we're up to our 2023 more recent selection, and we've got a recent release by Rodrigo y Gabriela, a Mexico City-based instrumental guitar duo. And they take their influence just as much from flamenco and nuevo styles as rock, thrash, and heavy metal. They've been around as a band since 2000. They were actually discovered busking on the streets of Dublin, Ireland, though they originally hail from Mexico City. This is Rodrigo Sanchez and Gabriela Quintero. Rodrigo y Gabriela, and this is a 2023 release called Descending to Nowhere on Cruisin' the Decades. Cruising the Decades, 100 years of music, and that was Descending to Nowhere, a 2023 release by Rodrigo y Gabriela. Nowhere else on the radio dial will you find 100 years of music. We've done it again, another full century of recorded music. Join us again next time.
Over 100 years of music history. In the course of just 1 hour, you've been listening to Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. This is the Global Edition, produced for shortwave, FM and AM stations worldwide on the leading independent community and music radio stations on the planet. This program originates at WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Ohio, USA, and is broadcast on The Summit on Fridays at 2200 UTC or 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For correspondence or QSL, contact Brad at thesummit.fm or by mail at 91.3 FM WAPS Radio, Ellett High School, 309 Wolf Avenue, that's W-O-O-L-F Avenue, Akron, Ohio, 44312, USA. Listen to The Summit on thesummit.fm or via TuneIn Radio or download the Summit Radio app. Dare to be different. With The Summit, local, independent, all music public radio for Northeast Ohio and beyond. Thank you for supporting independent, eclectic radio broadcasting and signals over the air from all corners of planet Earth. One broadcast to an audience of many, simultaneously, a shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. Join us next time for the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades.